Nah, I didn't. We've been working on it all week to aim at the front post area, and luckily I've curled it towards the area and it's gone in the goal, so luckily enough it's come off. But the more important thing is we've won the game and we've got the 3 points.
We'll come back to your personal performance in a moment, but how important was it to get the win today? A very strong performance against a really informed Grimsby side.
I think it shows the determination and the power from the boys. Like I said, we come into the game knowing what there was about, knowing the threat they was going to bring, and I thought we dealt with it well. And it showed out there on the pitch today. I thought everyone left everything out on the pitch. Everyone's in the change room now, tired, and that's what you want, you know. And I think the fans saw it, the manager saw it, and everyone was with each other today.
How pleasing was it for yourself to get those goals today, Jordan?
Yeah, like I said, I was happy for myself. Like I said, I know what I can bring to the table on match days, but like I never stop working, especially in the week. I work on, like I said, free kicks, corners, whatnot, and look to improve every time I train. But more importantly, the team is what's more the main thing. And like I said, everyone worked hard today, and it was what was needed to bounce back after a poor run.
The first goal you scored, Crawley's second, was a well-worked move between yourself and James Collins. Probably as a team goal, there's probably not many better goals you'll probably score as a team combined this season.
Yeah, that's it. I think we've lacked a bit of play in the final third in recent games. And I thought today we played in their half more. And like I said, the goal, I thought I took it well. Everyone ran into the box. And like I said, I hung out and Collins found me. So, that was it. So I was happy with that.
A nice bit of momentum now for the guys when that final whistle went, 3 points. What's the dressing room like now compared to what it has been in the last sort of few weeks and months?
I don't think it's changed that much. Obviously, everyone's happy because we won, but like I said, we don't get too ahead of ourselves. We've got tough games coming up, and I don't think nothing will change now from the performances. Everyone will leave everything out on the pitch. And like I said, in the weeks and that, we carry on working hard. And we've got a busy Christmas period, so we'll look to play well in every game and hopefully go on a little run.
Just ask you a few questions now again for the next game against the Oval next Saturday, that's all right. Yeah. Going into that on the back of the win against Grimsby and putting that poor run of form to bed, how important do you think it is to start picking up these wins? Because the draws in between the losses, it gives that annoying unbeaten, winless run sort of stringing together. You get the wins, I suppose it doesn't matter too much if you lose every now and then, you're getting points on the board.
Yeah, that's it. You know, the league's tight, as you can see. So, like I said, coming into this period now, I think teams will start to drift away from each other. So it's vital, you know, especially the home games, you try and get, obviously, wins and try and distance yourself from other teams. But like I said, the lads, as we're going into this Christmas period, feeling fresh, we'll take rest when we need it. We'll train hard in the week and we'll manage ourselves right. And I think, like I said, hopefully that will show in the coming weeks and we'll go on a little run. Hopefully we'll take that to the Oval.